Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 3, Wednesday edition. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. And again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going straight to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Daniel in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, howdy.
Hey, Daniel, what's on your mind, sir?
Not too much. I'm from Texas, but I'm in New York tonight working.
Uh-huh.
I was wanting to talk to you about intellectual property from last night.
Certainly.
You were talking about how you had to get with the Internet and new technology was coming along and pretty much saying copyright. No, we don't want any copyright laws, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of copyright laws, personally.
Right.
Mark might be, I'm not sure.
Mark probably is, and I sort of agree with Mark. But I think the market's already coming up with solutions that you would like for software and things like that. Well, that can't really make it impossible to ever break, like, Windows. You can always copy something and put it on your own computer.
Sure.
But they can't make it difficult enough to copy it that you'd rather pay for it than try and copy it.
Well, they can, but the hackers and crackers are pretty darn efficient at reverse engineering software and coming up with keygens and cracks and all that sort of thing, and just allowing easy distribution and relatively simple installation of copyrighted software.
Right. Well, the solution, though, is to lower the price that the products are at to a point where, say, Windows costs $25. Well,
so where it's not worth it.
And try and find out the hackers or they can find a keygen that works. Or convince one of my friends to break his license, his contract with Microsoft.
Well, yeah, that certainly is a solution. I don't see it happening, though. I mean, if Microsoft sees that as a solution, why aren't they doing it? Why is Windows still over $100 a copy? Why aren't they jumping on board with that idea and reducing prices? I mean, it doesn't cost them $90 to manufacture a CD. So I mean, there's a nice profit margin built in there.
Right. Well, Microsoft is a just the first example that comes to mind. There are some other smaller programs that I've used that I used to crack, but they lowered the prices down to $5, once for instant messaging that gets rid of all the ads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they went down to $5, and I'll buy that instead of trying to find a way to hack it.
I think that I think
Microsoft is making their money from corporate sales mostly.
Sure, they are. In fact, Microsoft is making the bulk of their money through, like you say, corporate sales, but also licensing fees as well when software comes out for Microsoft Windows. They get essentially a third-party licensing fee in order to, give it their seal of approval or something like that, and so they make a lot of money there. So, in fact, the more people that use Windows, the better off Microsoft is. Really, they almost have an incentive to encourage piracy in a way, because if people just dried up and stopped using Windows, whether or not they were pirating it or buying it legitimately, then nobody would be developing software for Windows, and Microsoft would go under. And I think it's really all this controversy, as much ado about nothing. I think that most people that use software understand that if no one buys the software, then the programmers that are behind the software are going to stop programming, and then they're not going to have any more software in the future. For instance, there was a piece of software that I had borrowed, if you will, and I found it very, very useful. I went out and I bought that software simply because I was able to try before I buy. Same thing with music and movies today. Like I pointed out with Penn and Teller's BS, great Showtime program. Weeds, also another excellent Showtime program. These are both shows that I have downloaded to sample them, and then I've decided I've liked them, and I've bought the DVD sets. I'm not going to go and sign up for cable and order a big old package of channels and then order Showtime on top of that just so I can watch one or two shows. I mean, the market is shifting in the way that people consume this content, and I just think that the people that are creating the products need to start realizing that and dealing with it instead of crying about it.
Right.
Any other thoughts, Daniel?
I wanted to address Mark's point last night that people will quit creating things if they can't make money off of it. And I'd like to direct him to the open source software community that's out there.
There certainly is one out there. These people definitely make stuff, and I don't quite understand why.
Practice their programming skills.
For what?
To sell software down the line, maybe?
Yeah, well, what if there's no opportunity to sell software and make money, though?
There must be some way to monetize it.
Must
sell
be.
Advertisements.
I don't.
Software. I don't know.
Seems the guys who created Firebird, Mozilla.
Mm-hmm. Firefox, yeah.
Firefox, that's right. They started out doing that open source, and now I'm sure that they're able to make a lot of money with advertising on their web pages and things.
So. Maybe so. I don't know. I mean, if you're an open source programmer, and you can answer Mark's question, because as you pointed out, there are a lot of people doing this. There are a lot of people programming software for free and sharing their code with others. And why don't you, I mean, if you are out there and you are an open source person, give us your motivations. 800-259-9231. Daniel, great call. Thanks, man. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-U2. 800-259-9231. I've got something about copyright, but we got more calls. We've got to go to him. Let's talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Dave.
Long live free talk.
Hey,
building number 7, it came down level. The only way that could happen is all four corners getting taken out at the same time.
When you say it came down level,
you could have put a level on the top of that building, and that baby would have been a quarter of a bubble off.
Where'd you get the information from, Dave?
I looked at the video. I seen
it. Which video?
On the main NBC yesterday, 2 days ago, they were showing a whole bunch of things. They showed number 7 coming down, and it came down level. The fire was only in one portion of the building. The collapse would have started right there where the fire was, and the opposite corner wouldn't have come down. The whole level, the build, it's, you just watch it come down, and you'll ask. And then
I've seen the videos, and in fact, from loosechangeguide.com, they, again, this is a website where they just debunk every single conspiracy claim made in that movie,
and
Loose
then
Change.
The concrete being pulverized, that's another, when buildings crumble, the concrete crumbles, it doesn't get pulverized into particles, but anyway.
Well, there's experts that say one thing and then experts that say another. Just to rebut building seven from loosechangeguide.com. Let's see. The original claim is that building 7 fell into a convenient little pile in 6 seconds. The guy who writes loosechangeguide.com says convenient. What a bizarre assumption that is. If you say it's convenient, then you must know whom it's convenient for. Please inform me. A little pile? I often see conspiracy theory claims that the pile was 2 or 3 stories high. The pile was in fact 12 stories from basement to top and spread out over 150 meters.
A 50-story building, a 12-story pile is smaller, but
what do you mean the 12-story pile is smaller? Of course it's going to be smaller. It's not being held up by anything.
Well,
anymore.
They made a nice, neat little pile. That building was tucked away.
It wasn't
away,
neat. It
right,
was spread out over 150 meters. Just because the guy who's narrating...
Harbor.
See, get this. Just because the guy who's narrating Loose Change makes a claim doesn't mean it's true.
Well, it's my own eyes telling me. I've seen these buildings come down. I watch them. You know, they took the dome down. They took the one down in Detroit one time, and they put it on the TV. You watch them. You've probably seen them yourself.
Yeah, I've seen
them. And it looks, for 3 buildings to come down so nice and neat after a fire supposedly brought one down and 2 planes supposedly brought them down, they just came down very neatly. I don't know, you know.
I don't know. I mean, it looks,
okay.
You know, when you look
right,
at the video.
I want to talk about the Pearl Harbor thing.
Now, wait a minute, Dave. You can in just a moment. But when you look at the video, I see where you're coming from. It does appear to have that sort of controlled demolition look to it.
The probability of that is
what's
just
the probability
outrageous.
Of them, wait, what's the probability of them being able to get bombs in this building? I mean, come on. How do you explain that part? It's easy to say it looked like a controlled demolition.
They could have built them in. They could have built them in
what?
For the insurance. Do you know how much money the
insurance going out on a limb, Dave.
All right. Hey,
wait, are you saying they built in bombs in the early part of the 20th century into these buildings?
Just imagine this, okay? You spend, back in 1964 when they started building them, you're going to spend $800 million on these things, whatever they were. And say if they get taken over, right? So you want to protect your building or protect your gold in the bottom? They had something like $300 million
Total
of gold.
Paranoid, dude.
I'm just saying it could have been a built-in alarm. Or whatever.
A built-in alarm is one thing, but built-in bombs is a totally other thing. What do you got about Pearl Harbor, real quick? You got 10 seconds.
The Pearl Harbor thing kind of rounded up the people to go get the enemy.
It absolutely
but this
did.
911 is rounding up us, the people, because the terrorists still got their rights. They could gather and go to a funeral all together. We're not allowed to get
that much is true. Dave, thank you for the call. Is always really appreciated. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a listener map. You can go and add yourself to it if you've yet to do that at map.freetalklive.com. Over 1,500 of our listeners from all around the world have plotted themselves digitally on our map of listeners at map.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org.
So we're talking about the Building 7. Dave just called in from Montana a moment ago, talking about the falling of the World Trade Center's main two buildings and then the Building 7. And I mentioned the Loose Change Guide, which I spent way too much time reading the other night. Now, I, of course, advocate that people don't spend time researching this stuff, but somebody sent me a link to this Loose Change Guide, which just debunks a lot of the conspiracy claims. And it hooked me so quick, I could not put it down. I was up till 3 or 4 in the morning reading this website. I actually didn't even read the entire thing. It's just an amazing rebuttal. But when we were talking with Dave from Montana, immediately he went from talking about the way that he saw the buildings fall and what he thought and his interpretation of how the buildings fell. And that's fair. I mean, anybody's interpretation. But then when you start speculating about, well, maybe they built bombs into the walls. Maybe there was an alarm system to help protect everyone by blowing the building up. I mean, total speculation.
Well, it is, but it's at the same time, it's sort of the scientific method. You come up with a hypothesis, and then you test your hypothesis. And
yeah, well, there is no testing of that hypothesis.
There isn't, no.
I mean, there's no way that nobody put bombs in the walls at the World Trade Center back in the 60s or whenever it was.
Doesn't seem likely.
All right. So, anyway, you take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Phone calls are rolling in. We go to them. Brent in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Brent. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I want to talk about intellectual property.
Okay, certainly.
I mean, it just seems to me like if you're wanting to make money off your intellectual property in today's day and age, it doesn't really matter if you think that people downloading your music for free or downloading your TV show for free is right or wrong or otherwise. I mean, it's irrelevant because they're going to do it.
Exactly. I agree with that.
You can find anything that you want to that's intellectual property for free on the internet. It's just the way it is.
You're right. It's just reality. It doesn't have anything to do with right
exactly.
or wrong.
And it just seems like, you know, the most savvy of the businessmen in, say, a record company, for example, would figure out a way to make money off of that without having to sell their product for money.
Well, if they don't figure it out, they're going to die.
Yeah, exactly.
Their business is going to go under. And I can say that some of them are figuring it out. For instance, I mentioned the great Showtime program Weeds. It's a fantastic comedy drama that airs once a week on Showtime. They figured it out, even though I don't pay for the show until the DVD comes out, and then in which case I will pay for it to show my support so they continue to make it. But even though Showtime doesn't have commercials per se, there's product placement frequently in that show. And one of the episodes recently opened with a shot of a Lexus logo, the Toyota Lexus logo. I mean, right there, opening shot of the show, showing two characters at one point were both holding Coca-Cola cans, mm-hmm. and both characters had the Coca-Cola label facing the camera. I mean, obvious product placement, great way for them to make some extra production dollars.
Yeah. And I was just thinking about a record label, for instance, like, I don't know, Columbia record labels or whatever. Say they just had a website and they just offered every song that their record label has produced for free download on their website. Fastest downloads, best quality, you know, highest bit rate, whatever else. You know, the best place to download those songs, and then they made their money off advertisement on their website. If it was free, nobody would go anywhere else to find their songs.
Sure.
It'd be easier to find there. They'd be better quality. They'd be faster downloads because I'm sure they'd be able to afford a huge server and whatnot. And how many sites would that website, or how many hits would that website get? You
probably
know, how much money could they make off of a little Amazon banner or a little, you know, whatever else?
I would say that advertising on the internet, and people, companies just aren't willing to spend nearly as much on the internet as they are on traditional forms of advertising. So that might have a ways to go. But and certainly it's the amount of advertising is going to be, you know, just tremendous to compete with the amount that they're making off of recordings at this point. And it's the recording industry. I imagine it's difficult for them to figure out how to make money on their product without selling recordings.
Yeah. And I just think, you know, that's just one idea that I came up with, and I'm not, you know, a marketing
they could
whatever.
Still sell
you know,
their recordings.
But I mean, it seems like that would make some money. And also, it seems kind of obvious to me, even if it's not to Columbia Records, that, you know, everything intellectual property is going to be on the internet just generally. Like TV, I don't know how much longer people are going to be paying for cable and cable internet.
Sure.
You know, it's only going to be a matter of time before pretty much every TV network is on the internet, and you can watch other shows on the internet for a fee, or for not for a fee if they're smart and they just want to make
money. It is only
going to
be a matter of time,
like they always have.
You're right. It is only going to be a matter of time, though. It is going to be some time because the population adopts change very slowly. I mean, there's still people out there watching VHS tapes and listening to audio cassettes.
The Amish still ride horses and buggies.
Yeah. So we got a long way to go.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like people are fighting. Just an unstoppable. I mean, you're not going to stop it. There's no sense in trying.
The irony of
it
all is, not only are you not going to stop it, but the irony of it all is the more the RIAA complains about BitTorrent and Kazaa and other, I mean, Kazaa's on the way out at this point, but the more they complain about these different technologies, the more attention they get, the more likely people are going to be drawn to them. Brett, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, sir. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Rob in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob. What's up?
About this IP issue. You know, art, music, books, etc. did exist prior to the era of intellectual property.
Is this Robert Wicks?
This is Robert Wicks.
I got your correction email. I gave out his wrong last name last night. It's Robert Wicks at TheRockwell.com. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir.
So IP, it's not as though IP all of a sudden caused books to be available and music to be available. These things did exist prior to the development of IP, and with the development of better and faster communications, I have no doubt that the proliferation of various forms of media would continue whether or not you have IP. You may end up having to return to the sort of era of patronage, which is what the science fiction author Larry Niven suggested that his craft would end up resorting to. But
what is patronage? Can you explain?
Basically, a very wealthy person would pay to have an artist produce art to his liking.
Right.
Some of the great art in history was created in that way. And books have been created in that way. And sometimes you'll have people who have written books who have been somewhat independently wealthy. I believe that Cervantes, who wrote Don Quixote, was actually wealthy himself. But his book was fabulously successful, and he made quite a bit of money, particularly for that era.
But what about the lost profits, Rob? I mean, Mark here complained last night that if somebody takes your book or your CD or whatever and sells it on their own, they're stealing from you. What about that objection?
Well, I think that you can say that if someone takes matter, atoms, from you, then and they sell them, then yes, they have stolen. But I don't believe that one can say the pattern of the atoms is my property.
I totally agree.
That, to me, either you're going to have intellectual property or real property, but I don't believe that the two can really coexist. One of them will have to encroach on the other.
Very good. Rob from Georgia, we appreciate the call as always. Thanks, sir. 800-259-9231.
I don't think intellectual property is going away anytime soon.
And nor is the piracy of it. 800-259-9231. Calls are rolling in. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's toll free. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. There's a bulletin board system there with over 130,000 posts. Over 1,300 people interacting. There's a lot to see, a lot to read, a lot to get interactive with at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. Phone lines blowing up. We got to go to the calls because this is the show about your calls to Matt in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Matt in Massachusetts going once. Matt in Massachusetts going twice. We'll move on.
You guys, there you, is. You guys didn't put me in soon enough.
Not my fault. The board op. Blame the board op. What's on your mind?
I blame him for a lot of things. Great article from Reuters. U.S. trying, but often failing, to help obese kids. The entire United States is
How is it
trying,
that we're trying to help them?
It's but failing. Americans are beginning to realize that childhood obesity is a real problem and are even starting to do something about it, but there is no way to tell what it actually works, a panel of experts said on Wednesday. And at least one program that succeeded just lost its federal funding, the experts at the Institute of Medicine said. I know, you're crying, I can tell right now.
Yeah, poor babies.
Mark is feeling terribly
bad. Why can't parents do something
about it? I hate to see a government program get cut.
Why is it the federal government's business how big your kids are? Isn't that something that should be between parents, doctors, and children?
But there is a proliferation of activity taking place across the country in schools, in the community, in states, but precious little of it has been subject to evaluation, said Dr. Jeffrey Copeland, Vice President for Academic Health Affairs at Emory University in Atlanta, who chaired the panel. These things look good, some of them said, but there is a these things look good, some of them said, added Copeland, a former director of the CDC. There is a program in Marin County, California, that promoted children riding their bicycles to school. They seem to have good success getting that to happen. There was a nationwide campaign called Verb that was shown to be effective in doing these things, but it ceased to be funded. Once again, cut off. you know, it says in the article, need for programs is clear, or for better programs.
Oh, gosh. Now clear. They're going to call for more programs, more expensive,
of
more
course,
all-encompassing.
These, though, they stopped funding, were just successful as heck.
Yeah,
isn't that strange?
Yeah, the ones that they cut the funding on, those are the successful ones. The
right.
ones that are still around, not successful.
Amazing.
Yeah, and it says the obesity rate for U.S. children and youth rose from 16% in 2002 to 17.1% in 2004. And it's pretty scary. And it says here that...
Are you scared, Matt?
I'm very scared. And
what's the solution here? I mean, if this really is
the government is the solution, obviously.
If this really is a problem, what is your solution, Matt? What is your solution to the obesity epidemic?
Well, my solution would be for people who are concerned about it to get together and do their own privately funded health campaign in regards to it. Get together with insurance companies and with other health, with health providers and work together and doing that. But,
good answer. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231.
The best solutions are always the private solutions.
It totally is. I mean, there's no need to dump government taxpayer dollars into obesity programs. If it's important to parents to have their children in shape, then let them deal with their own kids, okay? I don't want to have anything to do with it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Keith in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Keith.
How's it going, Mark?
What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, what's happening?
Thank you for this opportunity to talk to you, Mark. So, actually, I just did my first Operation Politically Homeless.
Cool. Well, what's that?
Basically, it's where you put up a stand in a tent, and you stand out where a bunch of people are walking by, and you ask them to take a little cool quiz.
Where were you at? What was your location?
It was a big arts and crafts show in the Memphis area. It actually has about twice as many people go to it as the population of the town you live in.
Is it in Memphis or West Memphis?
It doesn't really matter, but yeah, Memphis.
No, it doesn't. And what you're talking about, the quiz you're talking about, is politicalquiz.com. The Advocates for Self-Government have created this. In fact, they're the ones that are behind the Operation Politically Homeless booth. I've done countless Operation OPH, as they call it, booths, and I love it. I think it's just great outreach. It's a great way to get to the general public, get libertarian pro-freedom messages into their hands, and give them a little bit of information about themselves that they might not have realized. I think it's really fun when someone comes along and they look at the chart, because you have a chart, and it shows you libertarian, left, right, authoritarian, and centrist. These are the different categories that one can score in when they take the quiz. And when somebody looks at that chart and says, oh, I don't need to take that quiz. I know exactly what I am. And then you give them the quiz, and they'll turn out to be the opposite of what they thought they were. It's just an amazing, amazing event.
Wow, you're so right. Actually, Ian, it was kind of you who inspired me to do it, because I'd never done one, and you kept telling me how you did them at the gay and lesbian groups and all these different groups, gun shows, and I was
sure.
Like, wow, Ian has an awesome idea.
Well, it wasn't my idea. It was the Advocates for Self-Government. I just followed their instructions, basically.
Well, you're right. Plus, I wanted to practice for New Hampshire because I figured I'll be doing some stuff like that, you know, once I get there.
Well, it's a great way to do outreach not only for the libertarian movement in general, but also for the Free State Project. I mean, I'm sure you had some Free State Project brochures with you, right?
No.
Ooh, tisk, tisk. Talk about a perfect qualifier for prospects.
Did you have Free Talk Live flyers with you?
Sure.
Oh, you're lying now. Get out of here. Thanks for the call.
Wait.
Thank you for making that, what?
I wanted to thank you all for moving up to New Hampshire.
Well, you're very welcome, even though you're not here yet. Thanks, Keith. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. We go on to Max in the United Kingdom. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Max.
Hi, fellas. Good evening.
Hey.
I just wanted to sort of have my word to defend what Dave from Montana was saying about the WTC 7 that came down in a very symmetrical fashion. It was actually admitted on record by Larry Silverstein of Silverstein Properties, who owned WTC 1, 2, and 7, that it was pulled. It was demolished.
Yeah, I've heard that. He didn't say it was demolished. He did say we decided to pull it. That could very easily have been a slip of the lips. I mean, besides, again, how did they really take the time to string that building up with bombs beforehand? Because that's the only way you pull a building is by going through a controlled demolition, and that's not exactly an easy thing to do.
Well, the other thing was that, again, on record, is that the properties were all reinsured for significant amounts of money. some 6 months prior.
Interesting. It's very interesting, but it's not conclusive.
It's not conclusive, no. But also, when you've got other authorities, other people that are in the demolition business, and the fire departments also saying that it looked and sounded like it came down exactly as a demolition did, and that the property itself, this is WTC 7, was actually empty for something like 3 or 4 weeks prior, there was no one in that building.
It was
so
empty?
So therefore there was plenty of opportunity to have it rigged.
But what about the other
buildings?
What
about 1 and 2?
What about 1 and 2?
1 and 2, I'll keep an open mind. I'm keeping an open mind on the whole thing. All I can say is that the end result is that it's just ensured that not just the U.S., but Britain, Europe, etc., the Western world, are being forced into a police state.
Absolutely.
You know?
There's no doubt. I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you on that. There's no doubt about what has happened in response to this has destroyed our liberties, and that's a real tragedy for sure. I mean, but to suggest, I mean, if you're suggesting, for instance, that WTC 7... If you're suggesting that WTC 7, Building 7, was destroyed by controlled demolition, then it follows that the other buildings must have been destroyed by controlled demolitions as well. I mean, what are the chances, otherwise, that two planes would have hit Buildings 1 and 2, and then they just so happened to have the building rigged up with explosives, WTC 7, take that one down, too? I mean, to suggest that one happened that way means you have to suggest that all three did.
Well, as I said, I'll keep an open mind. It's a possibility. I wouldn't rule anything out, and I won't rule it in, because obviously the government aren't going to admit something so, disgusting.
Certainly not.
If that is the case.
And I'm like you, Max. I'm keep an open mind as well. The other reason, quickly, go.
Okay, the other reason is basically then, if the government, were on alert, as they said that they're looking out to protect us all the time, well, okay, they didn't do a very good job of protecting.
Of course not. Government never does a good job at anything. That much we know. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. There's no doubt that government fails at virtually anything it tries. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves, even in the remaining moments here. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners there. Lots of other features for you, and they're all totally free. If you like Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing on this show, then you can help support us by going to amp.freetalklive.com, becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Now, why on earth would someone want to do something like this, Mark?
Well, in order to get the show out so that more people hear it on different radio stations.
Exactly. If you think that this is something that more people in different communities and areas of the country should be coming across, then the AMP pledge, the AMP program is the way to do that. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about how it is. We are only asking for $3 a month, less than the price of a cup of coffee. And what we're doing with that money, we're turning it into radio industry advertising. We're turning it into internet advertising. We're doing even more than that. It's all outlined at amp.freetalklive.com, and I think you're going to find it pretty exciting. amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, and there's perks. Access to classic archives, the amplifier-only call-in lines, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about the conspiracy theory, the 9/11 truth movement, and I just love this Loose Change Guide website. It's just so much fun to read because it just debunks everything that any conspiracy theorist has ever said about this. Now, how well it debunks it, I don't know. Have there been debunkings of the debunking? Maybe so. I haven't found that particular website. I haven't found the loosechangeguide.com yet, so I don't know. But and I've still, as Max did from the United Kingdom, I've still got an open mind. I haven't been persuaded necessarily one way or the other, but I think it's interesting some of his responses. So some people believe that the World Trade Centers were brought down by bombs, right? We've heard that espoused several times. And so he looks into this section of the movie, and it says here, let's see. So the movie says, you're probably asking, if there were bombs in the building, how would they get in there without anyone noticing? The response is speculation. I wasn't probably asking at all because you presented no evidence to lead me to believe that bombs were there in the first place. Then, there were a number of unannounced and unusual drills where sections of both of the Twin Towers in Building 7 were evacuated for security reasons. Now, Max made the claim that Building 7 was empty for weeks, but the video's making the claim that there were just evacuations for security reasons. So the response is, so you're saying that during those brief evacuations, teams of demolitions experts swarmed over the buildings and with thousands of pounds of explosives, dismantled the area around the core to access the columns, and planted their charges, then repaired everything and cleaned up? If that's what you're suggesting, you're completely insane. There were phone threats. That's why the bomb-sniffing dogs were doing extra duty. Seems like if there were thousands of pounds of explosives in the buildings, as you'd need to blow up a building of that size,
the dogs would have found it.
The dogs would have detected them. Back to the video's claims. Daria Cord, a guard in the North Tower, told Newsday that security detail was working 12-hour shifts for 2 weeks before 9/11, but on Thursday the 6th, bomb-sniffing dogs were abruptly removed from the building. Yes. Abruptly after the threats stopped, according to the response. And then it just goes on and on to debunk more of it, and it's a lot of
fun. Why were the threats being made at the same time that, well, that people were going to fly airplanes in?
I don't know. I don't have any answer to that. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones to Jay in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you guys doing?
Hey, doing great, Jay. What's on your mind?
Super, you know, I'm just calling in defense of Dave because, you know, I'm a vet just like Dave, and all we're asking for is just we have probable cause to believe the government's lying. We just want an international, non-partial investigation into what happened.
I think there's probably no doubt that the government's lying. That's what governments do. They lie. But who do you want to investigate this? Congress?
Well, not Congress. We want an impartial, because we have probable cause to believe that this was not done by 11 to 18 guys in a cave with box cutters making, Durant stand down. You know, this doesn't happen that way. It's too complicated.
Uh-huh.
But it's just beyond my competency.
But who do you want to do the impartial investigation?
Well,
who, the UN?
Collected.
Who?
It would not the United States, not George Bush's, buddies.
Mm-hmm.
You want Henry Kissinger to be the head of it.
Is he still alive? I don't think so. Is he?
He still is.
Okay. So you want to put Henry Kissinger in charge of the investigation?
Absolutely not. Absolutely, that's who he wanted to put in charge of initially, and he backed out of it.
So who do you want to put in charge? Well, that's what I want to know.
Well, me, all I want is impartial, international people who are not tied in.
Who is going to do that?
Well, there's people a lot smarter than me who could do that.
But how are they going to? Are you suggesting they should have access to all of the official and the classified documents and all that? I mean, how is that impartial?
Absolutely.
Why would the government give up that access? Why would the government give them the info?
Turn over the black boxes. Turn over the cameras that they had on the Pentagon. That photographed outside. Why is that such a secret? This is public knowledge. This is public property.
I agree with you. I think those things should be released. Some of them have at this point, and not all of it has. So obviously, the government has its secrets and is going to do its best to keep them. But I don't think
until it's irrelevant.
Right. Forming an international panel is not going to do anything to persuade the government to all of a sudden give them access to their classified info.
Well,
I'm not trying to shut you down here, man. I think it's a fine idea. I'm all for investigations. I'm all for, if you want to go and investigate this, that's fine. I just think that it's not going to work out. I mean, who's going to do it and who has the power to open these files? Nobody, except for the government itself.
Well, not because the government's the last person you want.
I understand that. Also, what about the conspiracy theorists who are going to jump in and say, well, it's an international tribunal, but they're all being controlled by the Masons and the New World Order.
The Bilderbergers have their minds.
Yeah. Well, that could happen, but, the facts can, let the facts speak for themselves.
Well, if the International Tribunal gets to come in, whoever they are, gets to come in and look at the information, and they come up with the same results, then that's just going to lead more, give them more fuel to their conspiracy fire. Oh, they're all in on it. This wasn't really an international investigation. They're all in on it as part of the Masons.
Well, okay, that's just one way, but I don't think, I think if we, it's hard, I know. You're right. You give a good point. It's hard getting the right people in there. I'm just saying that that's what needs to get done. How we get the right people in? Hey, I'm not the one to say.
I understand that, and I'm not going to be one who's going to be wasting my time pining over it because it's just not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
And
but they use 9/11 as a reason why we go into Iraq. And
you're right. They
and
did.
Why,
one of the reasons
why
they
we go into Afghanistan and why they shake our asses down in the airport.
We all know now. We know that they've used it as an excuse. We know they've used it as an excuse to grow the size of government. But nobody really seems to care that much.
And it's a bad excuse for all those. It's
but
not
the only way
a
we're
good
bring
for those things.
How are we going to bring these criminals down? I mean, if they're going to be able to kill...
You can't.
3,500 people...
How can you...
That's the problem with creating a government that gives people so much power. People with that much power cannot be brought down. You can't...
They're insulated.
George Bush is never going to go to prison for doing this, if that's what in fact he did. He's never going to go to prison for it. In the same way, Adolf Hitler didn't go to prison for burning the Reichstag. He died in the loss of when he lost a war, but... It's just not going to happen.
And it's
the
sad.
Problem is government and power. We've given too much to our government.
So the real question is, how do we, and thank you for the call, by the way, 1-800-259-9231. The real question is, How is it that we can reduce the size of government to the point where none of this will be an issue anymore, where the government will be so small that there's no chance that it could be used for these nefarious purposes? That's the real question. How do we get the government cut back down to size, especially when you've got a bunch of power-mongering freaks sitting up in Washington running things? I mean, they're not going to let go of their power very very easily. They don't want to let it go. So that's the real question.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to go to the phones here. Random call on the amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tim from New Hampshire.
Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. You're live on the air. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, I got elected yesterday to school board.
Congratulations.
My city, and I didn't even have to try. All I did was went down to the city hall, put my name on the little thing to be put on the ballot, mm-hmm. and I didn't spend a dime, and I got elected.
Were you uncontested?
There was a write-in campaign, and she was campaigning pretty good, but I didn't do any campaigning at all.
Why would the write-in candidate not go through the same process you did? If it's that easy to get on the ballot, why wouldn't she do that?
She missed the filing period.
I see. So just laziness. Well, congratulations. What's your plan? Are you going to destroy the school board from the inside?
I don't know what I'm going to do because I honestly don't know enough about the school board to come up with a plan. But I'll take a look at it and see if there's any fat that needs to be trimmed.
So yeah, see if you can trim out all of that fat because I think property taxes around here in New Hampshire are something like 60% are going to the government schools. You could maybe do a lot about that.
You know, I really feel like public schools are in general
government-run public schools are in general.
Welfare for middle-class people. It just doesn't make any sense at all to me that I should be paying to send other people's kids to school any more than I should be paying to feed their pets or paying to drive them to work.
Great point. Tim, good luck with your new position and let us know how it goes. Let us know what sort of waste and just government bureaucracy you discover under the covers of the school board. Spinny in here with you. Thanks, man.
And Mark.
And we'll be joining you tomorrow night, same time, same place, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.